Sabi Nation, this na how na see am. Na me, Mazi, they here. Femi, they here too.
Eko dara kupo, eko lo la ye tawa yise. Eko dara kupo, eko lo la ye tawa yise. Eko lo mbe ni teni giga.
Yes, 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 Mazi.
Yes, so Sabi Nation, another day for studio with my brother Femi and one obonge guest who we'll talk about later.
But yes!
How your day to be? How your week done?
Today, plenty, passionate talk for us today.
Yes, so. Yes.
Alpha.
I day. How you do Black Friday? You do Black Friday? I mean, I white forget, Monday.
But forget, this Black Friday, not black. You know, black. So, Mazi.
Yes, sir.
You remember those days when we grew up, right? Mm. Everybody, we grew up for Benin. So,
yeah,
all of us, almost everybody where I follow grew for Benin, go lesson. As you close from school, after school, you can't go lesson. Now, lesson, we call them.
Yeah, lesson,
but,
yeah.
Now, they don't modernize the name now. They call it tutoring. Tutoring not sweet. Now lesson. Now they call lesson. You know. Yeah. I remember when I did primary school. Anybody we go school for Upper Mission Ewa Road for Benin. Almost everybody now go Mrs. Owuka lesson.
Mrs. Owuka. You said go Mrs. Owuka.
almost everybody now go Mrs. Owuka lesson. Anybody will go primary school for that area, go that woman lesson. If you mention that name for anybody, we go there. So that time when we close from school, we go out, drop our school bag, carry our lesson bag, go back to lesson. You know. So and the thing help us to the extent that even when we did secondary school, is either they go collect lesson teacher for us, we go come teach us for house.
Yeah.
Or because I remember that time we be say, I know Griffey pass chemistry. I get lesson teacher for house where they can't teach me chemistry. I still not pass chemistry for my life. Then Mazina, you know how many lessons we attend now. When we finish school, we go for Bini that time, Franege. We go Franege, we go Golden Touch. We go Paragon.
Yes.
Then you get one, wait to be that one waiting for. Where they for Selu and Selu market? Now be Golden Touch, Abi.
That be Golden Touch now.
They come move go near Uniben, right?
We go all this
plenty lesson, and the thing really help. It really help us. So even though say the one where we go when we finish secondary school, that one are just to go hang out with our friends. More come up for us. Now we say book. Sometimes we know they even they enter class.
Sometimes we just drive from outside. Now we let them go on.
Yes, now outside now for they do our own lecture.
One notebook, what we squeeze for back of jeans.
For back of jeans.
With a gadge. With a wear, everybody they got spray perfume. So now,
yes,
now. Lesson waiting.
Now that time now you want to wear your best clothes now. So, you know, so, but the truth of the matter be say, outside school, getting all those extra class.
Yeah.
Give us a lot of edge. You understand? Because apart from waiting teacher, they teach us for classroom.
Yeah.
For lesson, we they feed it to, you know, get extra kind of knowledge outside school, waiting school provide. So now why today we get special guests? And our special guest now professional for the field of lesson.
Mm.
That is to say, for the field of tutoring.
Tutorial.
Now then they teach students where don't go collect for school. Now then go constantly sit down with those students and say, okay, what your teacher talk now true? You still feel down like this, you still feel down like this. Where they make, you know, that, you know, where they make children, they very, very smart. We go let her introduce herself. She did with us for the studio today. So special guests, introduce yourself to Sabi Nation.
Yes, sir.
I'm really excited about this. My name is Yinka Isikalu. I'm a very passionate and educated teacher from Nigeria. Over a decade now, I'm Google certified, also Microsoft certified. Okay, so we've been doing this for a long time. And my school of my philosophy for education is every child is their is capable of learning, and is capable of excelling. So there's more adult children in my own care. Every child, yes, provided you give them the enabling environment, also the right teacher, and an involved parent. Mm. I'm emphasizing that. An involved parent, an intentional parent. Because at the end of the day, we need all these collaborators together to raise a wholesome child. So that's my,
yes,
my philosophy about education and raising children. So,
correct.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
As you know, we say, as right now, if we talk, say, lesson is in session, because yes, all of us now lesson now we want to learn today,
yes,
from a superb educator. We say, as when I don't hear, she's sabi, which she do. They don't certify from everywhere from the world. You hear Microsoft, you hear Google, everywhere. And so I know, say, yes, she know what they do. But to start our gist today, what make you go into this field? Because I know, say, you know, being a Nigerian, those days, if we tell our parents, say, we won't be teacher. Now, Bito,
you know their future ambition.
Exactly. So those days, you tell, say, I won't be, is that you won't be doctor or you won't be engineer? Even me, when study computer science, now fight. Not be smart, you know, now fight. I say now computer, they say now lie or engineering. So, what to make you decide, say, you won't be teacher? And what to make you choose children, particularly?
Mm.
All right. So, I'll go back to my own background story. Mm-hmm. When I was very young, when I did like elementary school, I was really, I don't like using doll, but I was not, like, out of 30 students in the class, I'll take 29 position, or sometimes self, I think carry the whole class. So my parents were not really highly educated, but my dad, at least he can do one or two. He was really worried. So every time, sometimes they go bully me for house. Although, you know that kind of name that they use for Nigeria now. But along the line, my dad, he did it. Anytime he's driving in, he will say, yeah, read that signpost. If you not read three signposts before I drive, come out, enter again. Yeah. So that's why they teach me like that, motivate me. He will sit down with me, come and read 20 times. He was able to do to some extent. But later on, at primary three, there was a teacher. That was Mrs. Tungosi. I can't forget her name. She took interest in me and said, this child is not dull. There's something wrong. So she just came into my life and said, I go help this child. I go to do extra, you know, lesson for him. You know, so go, no, not they collect money. But she just look at me and say, she is smart. Because I always, you know, like they call me players. I always hear the more book, I know sabi. So she said, there must be something wrong. And she discovered my learning style and focused on me. And then guess what? That there was the defining moment. You know, they go for, what's it called? Like intercompany, school going on. And I was just a bench warmer. Nobody was expecting anything from me. And lo and behold, they asked a question. Where is coal mined in Nigeria? All the contestants start to say it. Even the supporting whatever, they say it. Me, because of my, you know, when a child doesn't know, it affects their confidence. I was really not confident. I said, hey, if I say this question, Johnny answer, and then I don't get it, I'm in soup. So she see me say, and they see me, like, I won't talk. She just said, Cole, that's my son and my son name. Cole, stand up, that thing you want to say. I just said, Enugu, and that marks some point, make our school to win the petition. And that time, I started having confidence in myself.
Yeah.
And before you know it, I started taking first. In fact, my headmaster, anywhere he goes and he hears of our name, Cole, he say, no, I can't forget that name. She is very, very smart. She rose from the bottom, you know, to the top. And that's a defining moment for me. And I realized that there's no dull child. The only thing you need is personalized attention. You don't need this special attention.
That's
the only thing they need. And I'm both parents, because I'm forget the impact of my father, you know. So that prepared me to say, okay, a teacher was able to discover me and helped me, then I'm also going to leave myself and help other children to discover who they are. And they're like that. They're dull. They only need the right to excel and become a confident learner. Also, I because of that, throughout my school, my schooling age, polytechnic, I was tutoring my classmates to success. Like, some of them are 2-1 A's and B's. And when they come back from the exam, they'll not demean it out. Oh, Ale, how did you do it? All the questions you solved with us, we got it all. And it was really, really, you know, something mind-blowing for me. And the rest is history right now. And this is what I find myself doing again. Now employing teachers, guiding them, supporting them to be able to bring out the best in every child. So that's the background story.
Awesome.
I hope I try. Wow.
He enter.
Yeah, with all your experience, you know, over the years, what you don't get, which kind of benefit you think, say, I know you don't mention some based on how, within your experience, you know, based on you and, you know, your own personal story. But for the people where you don't, they tutor, I use the word because I don't want to say people that they call your lesson, and a lesson will take grow. For the people where you don't, they tutor now, which kind of benefit? Which kind of benefit? Now, in this tutoring, they provide for the academic and personal development.
Tutoring is like everything to a child's education because you're providing support beyond the classroom setting. Number one is personalized learning. Even we as adults, sometimes some of us, we can't learn in a group. We like one-on-one, and that's why sometimes we for our coaches, we'll put one-on-one, clarity call. Sometimes some people thrive in groups. They can thrive when they have a person. So we have personalized instruction. We'll be able to discover a child's learning style. And that will help the teacher to tailor lesson so that the child will, you know, get the topic very well and master it. Because it's not only about covering topics. It's about deep understanding and mastery of the subject. Okay? So tutoring is going to help with that. Because I won't lie to you, I've also been in a classroom. It is very, very not too possible that you be able to attend to all the children in your class same way. And that's why you wish ones that are very, very, very good that they want to dive in. But the ones that are not too comfortable in a group, they struggle a lot. So tutoring would help with a chat like that. And number two is that it's going to boost their confidence. Because like I said, immediately I got that question very right in that that competition. I just knew that, I have superpowers. I can learn. I actually know something. So as soon as a child can get, like, sometimes when we are learning and the child say, Mrs. Yukalu, this subject is too hard. And I tell you, it's not hard. Just listen, I'm going to show you. And a child gets it. That spark, we just propel them to want to learn further. So that confidence boost, it's there. And then another one is some parents, when we talk about tutoring, they say, it's for dullards, it's for children that are struggling. No, tutoring also help even the A-level high flyers. I want to call them high flyers. Because help them to develop a very good study habit. Okay? Because right now, with a lot of gadgets around, distractions, even the high flyers can decline if care is not taken.
Yes.
But tutoring is going to give them that alignment to focus on their studies, have a very good, regular study habit, and also take ownership of their learning. So that's what tutoring would do to even the high flyers. It's not the only struggling ones. Now, let's talk about another aspect, which is the final one, so I won't bore you. Is closing learning gaps. So sometimes when a child struggles, it's not because they don't know or they don't have a brain. It's because there is a learning gap. So for instance, a child cannot do multiplication, factoring, multiple. Maybe that child has a learning gap in multiplication. They haven't mastered the multiplication table, how to find missing factors. So when we come in, a classroom will not go back. They won't go back because they have a syllabus or curriculum to cover. So
you have to follow.
Yeah, so tutoring will come in and take the child back and cover those learning gaps so that child will fill up and be able to catch up with whatever is going on in the classroom. So tutoring, I can't mention all, but I'm going to stop there. I hope that helps. Yes,
absolutely. So I see the passion for waiting you they do. And as you take talk, I'm so you just make them they very, very like explanatory, and I just understand all the points where you don't give. So you fit tell us, give us like one or two success stories from the children where you don't teach. You don't talk your own. You yourself na success story. You understand? So if you give us one or two success stories about some of the children we don't tutor.
Ah, we have lots of them. They play plenty boku, they full ground.
Yeah, I know.
All right, from my own personal experience, I can teach like from elementary to early years, but I'm very focused on early years. Why? I feel when the foundation is right, the child will not, they won't struggle in the academic journey. So I mostly focus on the early years. So when we talk about writing, in America, for instance, they don't write too quickly. They don't write too early. You will still see a 6-7-year-old, they can still write on a line, okay? So I started personally with two children, and they were preschoolers. So most people think, oh, before you can teach a child how to write, you have to hold their hands, okay? But I have a strategy. I have a strategy that I use for writing. So when I will just make sure that I communicate how to write letters and numbers to students. And by the time these children start writing, you will see the sparkle in their eyes and say, oh, I can write 3. I can write 2. And that's like, you know, something very, very huge. Parents will come back and tell us, wow, my child can write 1 to 10, and you didn't hold that child's hand. That's number one for me. Another one is multiplication table. Like you for children in America or other parts of the country. You know, here in Nigeria, we push our children very well.
Yes. Yeah.
You're very crude. Yeah.
Yes. You will do an assessment for a child in maybe grade 4, and they can't even give you answers like in mental math. They are really behind. But whenever we come in, we start our multiplication drill. There are ways we teach them, strategies we use, and the children will go to the classroom. Even their teachers in the class could tell them, how did you do that? Like they have a 6-year-old last year, and he was able to say all his multiplication table up to 12 times. So in his classroom, his teacher was like, what's going on? I only told you to master 10 times. I mean, 5 times table, which are very easier, 5 and 10 times table. And this child went on to state it up to 12 times table. And then they reached out to the parent and asked her, what did you do? What are you doing to your child? And then she said, he's getting assistance from home, basically. So that's a win-win for us. We have so many of them, even to high school, middle school.
Yeah.
You will see them, passing their test. I think that general exam in Texas, they passed it in flying colors, having A's and B's. So we have a lot. We have so many good reviews. And apart from the, I also tell people that tutoring is not all about passing exams. It's also how our children are thriving and they are loving school, enjoying their learning. Because learning should be enjoyable. So they enjoy their learning and they love going to school. Okay? So that's the success story we have so far. We are still, we still have more very soon.
Yeah.
Yes.
I see you talk about spark for the children eye when they don't pass one thing, and the spark for your eye when you answer that question, Enugu, yours, you know, bless you, get superpower. I mean, as if don't see that spark again now. So because I know, so if we leave you here with this, I mean, we will talk about this in forever because I see the passion. And to be honest, I enjoy the passion because in as much as at some point when me and Femo do our own lesson, you know, he called Mrs. Onwuka, he shouts, hey, yeah. Mrs. Onwuka. I know English, the way I know English is my favorite subject for school. I'm Mrs. Onwuka, so I know.
Yeah.
You understand? So, and I know the lessons where we still go, where we say, man, we come off, we go because, yes, we really want to learn because that teacher, they come.
Exactly.
When I be there secondary school, because I do arts and social sciences, my history teacher was one of my favorite teachers because the man they tell story. The man has a bit tell history. The way they put the story, where did they put the story? Not be here. You go bless you did there.
Mr. Ayimbo.
Correct man. I don't know. I'm not.
When you get good teacher, you know they ever forget their name. Ever.
You know, yo, like I said, they go forget. You understand? So that won't bring me to the next one. I want to ask you. You know, they know say parents day. You know say Nigeria don't things don't tough. Now things don't change. Right,
yeah.
And less in rain when it rained during our time. And when they hear all those people, we get all of them don't pack up, all them paragon, franage, all don't pass.
Most of them don't go to school. You understand? Most of them come down to school, full blown school.
Like
all
them
franage, golden touch, all of them go to school. So tutoring don't really.
So let me want to ask you now. So now we did the business now. How not take the encourage parents where they look for tutors, say, ah, they find lesson teacher for my picking, but either they bought it too much or I don't know where to go. I know, you know, so many factors there where they disturb them to think about this thing. How not they encourage them or how not they follow up with them to say, okay, we feel provide you with these services. And another thing I want to ask, we say, when they don't say yes,
okay,
which strategy now they use to take engage? Because some children, me, I'm not gonna lie you. Again, my master, my middle name, concentrate. How now take the engage these children to make sure see they feel focused based on that particular area? Like you talk, we say get gap and things like that.
All right. So for parents, let me handle the question for parents, especially parents that are seeking, they are looking for tutors. Oh, I know that my child needs help in this area. The first thing you have to do is to know your child's challenges. Like, what are the learning gaps? Okay. Which subject is your child struggling? Okay. Because if you can know that, you know, okay, I think my child needs a math tutor. Because when you come to me, when you want to make inquiry, those are the things we ask. Okay. So you give us background story about your child. What are the things is, you know, excelling at presently and where we need to come in. So you need to know that as a parent as well. And that's why I always say you have to be involved. You have to be an intentional parent. To be able to know.
Intentional.
Be able to know this. Because if you're not there, if you don't know, you won't even know whether your child is struggling. And even whether your child needs a tutor. So you need to be involved and be intentional. Okay? So when you do that, then you call. You sometimes it's also very good to go through referrals. Like most of our blooming parents, they came from referrals. A parent used us, they got value, and then they, you know, they tell their friends. So don't just go randomly because we have so many quacks out there.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to make side also. They want to make money and they just say, I'm a tutor, and they are not even qualified. So you need to go through referrals, people that have used their service to see, oh, this is the right tutor for my child. And when you see the tutor, discuss with, and then collaborate with them. At the end of the day, it's not just the tutor that will do the job. You also have to follow up, check in with your child if they are getting value. Are they getting value? Are they connecting with a teacher? Because connection comes first before you can teach a person. So that being said, now let me go to how we engage our children. I don't want to call you the best. They are high schoolers. We call them children. Say, what's going to happen now? I'm a big boy. So basically, we look at learners' learning style. Some of them are visual learners. We have some audio learners. hands, and we have some that are they have to be active with their hands. We call them kinesthetic learners. So when you look at that as an educator, you'll be able to know how to channel your energy, okay, and how to level up with that child to meet them at their own needs. Because if you look at someone that learns through visual, and you're just talking, you're not meeting that child at the level where they need to learn. Okay, so that's why our tutoring we make use of so many things. Because even if we don't know, by exploring every avenue, we will catch up with you at where you are. So if you're a visual learner, I have a lesson, I'm introducing you with a video. If you're a visual learner, you're going to catch up. And if you're an auditory learner, and you're singing a song, like we have multiplication table song, you're going to catch up with that as well. And if you are very hands-on, that is kinesthetic, I'm doodling on my board, I solve a problem, and I want you to solve it back, okay? Or I just want you to do something with your hand in the class. Mm. We also use that as well. Also, we use worksheets. So it's not just about teacher coming online and talking. We are not coaching here. We are teaching. Yeah. And it has to be hands-on. It has to be fun. It has to be engaging. So those things that we do together, we bring all our big guns. We call it big guns. We are not armed robbers. We bring our big guns. We have so many tech tools. We have games. We have quizzes. We have lots of them just to engage. Because learning online, we understand, is not easy. Even for adults, to keep focusing, listening to someone you're not feeling.
Distance space with.
Really hard. So we make it engaging, fun, and using so many fun stuff to engage the children from preschool to high school. Yes.
To high school.
Yeah. Wow. Just the question where did my mind, you just answer, but I go ask the question again so that you go fit throw more light. You see, like for me, those days when I did for school and for lesson, right? Mm-hmm. For school now, for instance, maths no ever give me issue. And the reason why maths no ever give me issue now because of my maths teacher from GSS1. You know, say for primary school, we do arithmetic. I don't even remember who teach. I still remember by Mr. Osayubari. We teach us arithmetic for primary school. But for secondary school, my first math teacher for GSS1, the first day when we enter class, he first tell us, say, when in they do maths, and saying they fail maths. Mr. Kundaye Mazi. Mr. Kundaye say, the first day where in do mathematics, when he start mathematics, say in they always they fail mathematics, but practice. So say, if we they fear, make we not fear. This man, the way the guy tell they teach maths, he just, anytime we day class, all of us, they relax. Personally, for me, I always they relax. I know they ever they fear, say whether I go understand what they talk. I go, because it did make that environment they very conducive. Another teacher, biology teacher, when we did for Paragon, man, if you remember that biology teacher, the moment that guy enter class like this, everybody don't start to laugh. Mm-hmm. The class, they be like stand-up comedy.
Wow.
Class, they feel.
I know ever.
They teach. Yeah.
I know ever get biology note, and I know ever fail biology.
No,
the way the guy tell they teach in a stand up comedy.
The outside, they hang out.
See, that class, they always be the fullest class. People, they sit down for window.
They fool.
Wow.
Yes. And not only chalk they bring come class, but by the time they finish in class, the whole board go down full.
Yep.
And everybody go, they laugh, they roll for ground.
The guy was
very, very good. The same thing, my biology, my geography teacher. My geography teacher get quirks. Like, he get the way they talk. And they always say, and you know, if you travel to America, and you travel to, it is in morning in America, it is night in New York. And when you come back all the way to this side, they imitate them. They make us laugh. We imitate them because of that. I no ever get geography note, and I no ever fail geography.
Wow.
You know, these teachers, they no make a they no do the conventional come to class, hook him for one hand. You know, you don't know this, they will cane you for it. So they no do all those things. So the reason why I mentioned this, we say all these teachers, what I mentioned, then create that environment where we say, I feel like I feel say it is supportive for my own style of learning. from my own personal style of learning. And it just cut across most of the students, because most of us were there the same class. These teachers were the same thing where this teacher beat to me, and I beat to most of them.
Yeah.
My math teacher, when I did for St. Matthias for Akure, he go just when he enter class, like you go say, oh, Benny, maths. He said, maths na soup. Make we chop them. Bring them back. Make we take count. You understand? So everybody, you know, everybody just gets the ginger once the guy come class. So these teachers, they create that environment. Now, back to you. Being say, like, as you don't talk, most of your learners now online.
Yes.
How you tell they create that environment for them where we say that they look forward to the next class?
Okay. So, number one, we have to make sure that, I mean, like I discussed with my team members, we have to be friendly. So, most of my own learners, they know we have to be friendly. Beyond the teaching, you're also building connection. So, I always emphasize connection first. Connection. So you connect with the child, be warm. You have to be warm. Our tutors are warm and very, very friendly. And not just friendly because, I mean, you know that friendly, like you will lose control of your class. No, we are friendly, but you still take ownership of your classroom.
Of the class.
Yes. So that's number one. And number two, we make it fun. It is not, we are not writing exams here. We are not rushing to cover a curriculum here. So let it be in a relaxed mood. So, and that's why we bring in so many tools. Sometimes you will see me jump a screen dancing with a kindergarten student, and we are singing the song. We are vibing to the song together. And the next time that student want to come back to my class. The same thing with high school students. When you meet them at their own level, like on the same level, you they share their about being beyond the academics, they share their struggles with you. They can talk to you like you are their friend, you are their party. You know, sometimes my teacher will share with me that I want you to reach out to a parent. So person discuss with me that someone is bullying her in school, and that's beyond mathematics. Do you understand what I say? So that child can come back later, and I want to be in your class. Because beyond being my math teacher, you're also my friend. You're like you're co-parenting with the parents. So we make sure that our classroom are engaging. It's fun. We are also very warm, okay? And then we teach with their learning style. Like I always emphasize, learning style. Every child can learn. Just know their learning style and meet them at that point. They are going to fly. They are going to fly.
Wow.
So that's what we do.
Yes. I'm very happy to say you come join us for studio, you know, to come talk this matter, to be honest, because when Femi tell me, say, you didn't come, I say, hey, just take my mind back. My mind back in those days, so many things, all the Yagberu lifestyle we do join our lessons, self, all join inside the matter, you know, and in the I see just Mrs. Onwuka, even though we say talk, I don't forget, you know. As in talk, I just, you know, I just trigger some kind of things now. So then I said, think now, I'll take go find if you still do it. First, go find the woman. We know where she did. So I like English, the way I like English, and that woman. I will tell you true. Wow. You know. So I did very, very grateful. And I know since Sabi Nation, they did grateful. A lot of people go when they listen to this particular episode. Sabi Nation. Now correct to bunge guests now carry. You know, so we know they play when we're there. We know they play.
Yes.
You know? I want to ask you. I know say I don't know that you don't answer them for, you know, because I like the way you answer your questions. I like the way you throw out the knowledge, the information. But I just want to find out how, you know, when you assess how you take assess progress for your tutoring methods, and also because I hear you talk say most of the tutoring where you they do, I won't say lesson again. Most of the tutoring. Most of the tutoring where you they do, I don't say you say that virtual.
Yes.
What about parents where no fit do virtual? Because those we now when we do our own
Not physical.
A lesson. Check. When we do our lesson,
go for road.
We don't do tutoring. We face to face. So how you take it balance that one? You know, first of all, how you take it assess yourself, the teachers who you employ, how you take it assess them to know, say the teacher go good for my business, go good to help these children. Yeah. Then how you take the balance with people we know get computer to do face to do virtual.
Okay, so basically in Nigeria we offer physical lesson tutoring. So we in home, we call it in home tutoring. Teachers can go there and tutor
their children.
So it's just you know, we don't want to limit ourselves to Nigeria and then we extend it to other countries. So that's why, and we thank God for the beauty of technology. We can be here and I can be teaching children in the US, Canada, Ireland. These are places where we have our learners. We have them in about 8 countries. So
that's good.
That's the beauty about technology. You can, you know, ensure that we reach every learners everywhere. That's any learner anywhere in the world. And about assessing them, when we have a new student, we do an assessment. Okay, so after assessment, so to know where the student is. That would help us to measure our progress. Because if I don't do an assessment, I won't know where you are at. And if I don't know, I won't be able to know whether there's a learning gap. Okay? Okay. So when we do assessment, we'll see, this child is supposed to know this, but you don't know. And we have a curriculum we are following, like your country-based curriculum. But we are not rushing it. We're going to cover the learning gap. And also, make sure you stay ahead. You have to stay ahead of class. So that whatever is being taught in class, you reinforce it and you even learn more. So that's how we do it. And apart from that, we do periodic assessments, like weekly assessment, monthly assessment, to know whether what I've taught this class, this child within this month, they can still remember. Because what's the end product? The end product is deep understanding and mastery. If I want to call you 6 months after, I want you to still remember that topic.
Good.
So we assess that and we copy the parents as well to see how their child is doing. Your child couldn't do this last month and your child can do this month.
Now
that is
fantastic.
That is progressive. And then to the employment, recruitment is not easy. It takes you as the owner to know your onions. So that's why I say if you want to have a school, you have to know how to teach. You can't just say because it's a business enterprise and you want to venture into it, you're going to be getting or if you want to venture into it, you have to get someone that is an administrator that is very resourceful and good on the job. So that has been helping me, because I know a good teacher from afar. Okay, good. Just my conversation with you. And for our Google form for you to apply is another level of exam, because you have
You have to
attach your video to tell us about your educational philosophy. You have to answer some questions based on tech tools you're going to use to teach children online. So it's not just filling your names or your qualifications. You're already doing a first base exam before you now come for interview. And in your interview, you're going to do like a micro teaching. I'm going to be the student. And then if I don't enjoy it, I know a student will not enjoy it. So that's how we... And apart from that, because I also understand the trust the parents have in me to give them a
chance. Yes.
Most of teachers are gotten from referrals. Like, someone, I know you teach in this school and you're good. You want to join me. So most of my teachers, I want you. Most of us are paddy. Although I'm sitting ahead, but I don't really like the boss thing. We are working as a team here. And so that's why I provide support all the time.
Your leadership style is different. Yeah, that's
good. It's different. Yeah. But I love teaching and I'm very passionate about it. So they know me. They know me. And so that's how we work. That's how we work. Yeah. That's how we grow. So, that's how we grow.
you mentioned something just now, say Nade 8 countries. So this brings me to this question quickly before we go, so that we will not go take your time too much.
No,
so now there are 8 countries and now there inside Niger and full grant for Niger Gidigba. So tell us these countries, because Sabi Nation, our Sabi Nation, na diaspora, Niger and diaspora will fool everyone. You know as Nigeria be now. You know get where Nigeria did Afghanistan. I just say Nigeria. I just say Nigeria did Gaza right now. Nigerians did Gaza as we speak. So, so Nigerians there everywhere. So, tell us the countries where so far where you don't where you they cover so far, and tell us the countries where you cover so far and how our Sabi Nation people go fit take reach you. That's now one part. Okay. Then the second part of the question where I want to ask, we say, these countries, all these different countries definitely get different curriculum with Nigeria. So how una take the fit teach all these children for different countries where we say, the way to now they teach go still be beneficial to them when they go their school for their country where they do.
Exactly. Okay, so the first question is the countries.
Yes.
So we are in America, Canada, UK, Ireland, South Africa, Dubai, Ireland. Okay, I've mentioned Ireland and Gambia. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. So how now the today incorporate their curriculum for our tutoring.
Okay.
From our lesson.
For our tutoring, we use the country curriculum. Okay. But you know, when you see a good teacher that can interpret curriculum, you will still be able to infuse some of the things that child lacks. So we also teach beyond the curriculum. Because for me, I design curriculum a lot for schools here in Nigeria, but I also want always advise them that beyond the curriculum, you should also teach what is relatable and what you think the child needs. Because our needs are different. So if you're a teacher, you should be very dynamic. Beyond the curriculum of that country, we also make sure we infuse whatever the child needs into our learning. So, like America now, their curriculum is different, slightly different from the Canadian one. And they just use, and apart from even the general American curriculum, the school would also be different a little bit. They just a tweak. So, we make sure that parents copy us whatever curriculum they are using in your child's school. And then we follow it. Not to street, to be very, very strict, but with their flexible. It's about the child right now. Because you're not dealing with children. You're dealing one-on-one. So that's what we do, that we incorporate everything. But sometimes, parents will say, I want you to infuse our Ubonge Nigerian curriculum.
Nigerian settings.
So that this child here is hot. And it's always hot. Now imagine, in America, they don't start motivation table until when the child is in third grade. Okay? It is too late. By that time, and you want a child to start division, you are not starting the multiplication table early. But in our own tutoring company, we start as a child can skip count by 10. That's at the age of 5, 6, they start doing multiplication table. And if a child is super fast, before the end of second grade, they're already saying all their multiplication table.
That's what we did learn. When we saw that.
So that's
and waiting you talk so, and waiting you talk so, even bring me to one big thing where I don't notice for, because I teach children too, but not be academic side na Sunday school. I teach for Sunday school. So, but at the fit, you know, when you call it, begin to read, I notice that they fit to read well. You understand? They go read. Even step me, I know they won't read because I don't want to make my Yoruba accent. Come they enter the thing, they come they ask me, what is a hippopotamus? Is a paparamos? And I know. Not go there. So I they let them read. They sabi read, but see where the difference they comprehension zero because they read finish now. You come and say, who be this person? What did this person do? They not going to tell you. But you remember, say, when we learn English language, inside English language, we would learn, you get reading and then you get comprehension. I remember for primary school, we do qualitative aptitude?
We do quantitative reasoning. We have quantitative reasing.
Yeah, we do. And yeah, that time.
We also have verbal reasoning. And then
from primary school, Now they do all this
one. Aptitude test. You won't get booked that time.
Yes, exactly.
You know, so I noticed say that part for here they missing a lot. That comprehension they missing. So and from the way they talk and I should say una tutoring company na really really obunge.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now I think I want to ask them. I did very impressed.
Yes.
And thank you for spending this time. It is sweet me. My brother Femi don't dey into this thing from time. You know, they do Sunday school and all that. Teachers, as far as I'm concerned, teachers should be earning the same money with doctors they earn.
Pass.
If not more.
Above.
Above. Say all of us, they where we did today.
Na teacher.
No waiting, we know. Na teacher. Mm-hmm. Only na informal teacher or only na formal teacher. But there was a teacher somewhere.
Yes.
And I did very, very, very grateful for all my teachers, even the ones who I know, like Mr. Owusu, mm-hmm. for example. I don't know what they're talking about.
You don't give you petit coffee.
Oh, the petit coffee. That guy petit coffee me anyhow.
The man can't get name.
Then a petit coffee.
He can't get name.
Yes, Ghanaian teacher. Master teacher. And they carry small cane like that. They put aside fire. You know the person they carry cane. They came.
Whoa.
And he's a big user. So, but you see, in as much as teachers like that, they were no like. Mm. I still appreciate
them.
That effort.
Yes,
you understand.
That work they do. Yeah,
I still appreciate them. So I did very, very grateful. I thank you so much. So you take your time, come out and say on podcast. But you see, people don't hear your sweet voice. People don't hear everything where you talk. And people go on, they go want come do business with you. So where they feel meet you? Any website, any social media platform, you know, where? Tell us.
We have our Blooming Kids House is on Instagram, Facebook, and we also have our website www.bloomingkidhouse.com. We have that. I'm going to share it. Maybe we can, you know,
let it happen. Put down for the description.
So going on our Instagram, Andrew Elo, you will see lots. I mean, it's educative, informative, and you're going to love us. You're going to love joining our blooming family. Yes,
good.
Because
good.
From the name blooming, whoever comes in. Any child you bring in, they're going to bloom. That's the promise of God. They have to bloom. They'll move from one point to the other. It's just very progressive. Very progressive. Okay. Yes.
All right. Thank you so much. Because I've been there, I don't hear them. I tell and I say, anytime they bring guests, come this show. Not be small guests with a carry. Now,
boom,
I'm not going to lie, we don't get a few guests. We don't come. And this one for me personally, I know about Femo, but for me personally, this one I don't top them because me, I love my teachers, the ones we don't draw my ear too much.
Yeah.
And then all these are our leaders who we get. Now they say now that they build the leaders of tomorrow. Don't forget that song.
That is my teachers.
So when I don't hear I'm from Yinka Isikalu, CEO of
Blooming Kids.
House. Okay, good. So we will put the description of everything where she got email, company website, Instagram page, everything we will put down for the description of this episode. You know, and Yinka, thank you again and again. You know, I go me personally, I get people from Nigeria, I go send come your side. You know, may they come. Let them come benefit from these beautiful things where you they do, you know, and God will continue to the make one and they grow for that one.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Validation until we will come on our way again next time.
Say hello to your teachers. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, our sister, for coming. Thank you. Thank everybody. All right. Peace.
Yeah.
Okay.